Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood. I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are Anchor Moms.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of Anchor Moms, the podcast. If you are like Katie and me right now, you are in crunch back to school mode.
Yeah,
crunch
you're
time.
Knee deep in back to school. I think everybody is like this. I don't know.
It's
funny. If you're not and you're a mother of school age children, congratulations.
Phew.
How are you doing it?
Man, there is so much. There's so much that goes into back to school, I feel like, that I just – and it's funny. I saw a really good high school friend randomly who lives in Denver, but she was in the area, and I met her for a quick lunch the other day. And she said, did we do this?
No.
Did we go to summer camps? And I said, no, we didn't go to summer camp. We didn't have a big back to school thing. I don't know.
Just like, do you know what I did with my summers? We had a babysitter because my mom, of course, was working, my sister and I. The highlight of my summer day, every day, was watching Days of Our Lives. I wish I was kidding, but I'm not.
How old were you? 10?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, young enough to still have a babysitter. So
wow.
I don't know.
That's so funny.
Yeah, Days of Our Lives and Wimbledon would, like, come on. I don't know. Wimbledon, what does that happen in July?
I don't know.
It would, like, preempt Days of Our Lives for,
like
a
no!
week. And my sister and I, it would be the worst week of
That's
the summer.
That's so funny.
I mean,
I thought you were
going to
say you were
now?
Excited about Wimbledon, but no.
No.
No, not as a kid.
I grew up in Western
Pennsylvania.
I'm still not excited about Wimbledon, and I can assure you, as, like, a, I don't know, 10-year-old, 7-year-old, I was not
You're
excited
not,
about
yeah,
Wimbledon.
Yeah,
but I was excited.
About Days of Our Lives.
Days of Our Lives.
So funny.
And now, if like you said, like, oh, what did River do like over the summer? Oh, we really got into that plot line on Days of Our Lives. Like, people would call DSS.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's funny. Now it's like, oh, what camps have you done?
Yeah.
What trips have you taken?
I know.
What glorious things?
I know.
I'm wondering, you know that when they go back, and since River's just now entering kindergarten, don't worry, they will, especially for kindergartners, say,
tell me.
What'd you do on your summer vacation? And I'm just like,
what is she gonna say?
I know. Like, I sit there and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not gonna lie, and this might be a pro tip, I don't know. I think I'm going to
plant something in their head.
Yes. The week before, like, we're getting close here. Like, in the next couple of days, I'm going to be like, guys, what was your favorite part of summer? Let's think about all the great things we did. Was it Dollywood? Was it the beach? Was it, you know, like, what are the things that I can really, like, highlight here and not so that they will erase out of their memory the stress and the working mom mode and the fights with siblings and the, you know, all of those things.
Well, like, you should write write it on their hand.
Yeah.
A little script.
Now, before you go off to your first day, remind me again what your favorite parts of summer were. What were the, how great were your parents this summer?
Oh my gosh, that makes me laugh.
It's true because you don't want them to go in and be like, well, our mom yelled a lot because she was trying to get work done and the nanny called out and she had all four kids.
I mean, there's a lot to unpack here with the end of summer and the beginning of the school year. You know, River's going to kindergarten for the first time.
How are your emotions?
I swear to you, we are
just days away now.
I mean, so we're recording this on a Tuesday. Tomorrow is Meet the Teacher, and Thursday is the beginning of school. Y'all, there is it's funny. I just talked to Brian before we came up here to podcast, and I was like, I am at full anxiety mode. Let me tell you, I just need to tell you about like what's happening in my life. So this morning, I have a new co-anchor who just started on Monday. Mm-hmm. Spent months in the making. He's wonderful, but it's a lot of, like, it's a lot of pressure and a lot of stress. Mm-hmm. We're shooting promos. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of extra.
There's just, like, a lot mm-hmm. of expectations beyond what my normal job is. So there's that. It's also, you know, back to school, mm-hmm. and schools here in North Carolina, like, it's a three-week period in which, like, every day somebody new is going back to school, different counties and different districts. So, you know, the start of school is, like, the Super Bowl for morning shows, mm-hmm. right? It's like, don't take a day off, don't even breathe. Wait, like, it's like a hype machine. Mm-hmm. This morning, I'm wearing this orange long-sleeved fall dress because I forgot my jacket, like, my blazer that I was going to wear at home. So, like, that was great. I realized that this morning.
Riverside, how did you have this dress
here? I had it, like, hanging around. The last time I wore it was Thanksgiving.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah. So Riverside's kindergarten on Thursday.
The dress looks great, by the way. I wouldn't worry about that.
Thank you.
That's the least of your worries.
Crap, you walk in. And on top of all of that, so Riverside's kindergarten on Thursday, I work on Friday morning, and then I jump on an airplane to fly to Pennsylvania for my dad's 80th birthday, where my stepmom has like 150 to 200 people invited.
Whoa.
And like, oh, by the way, do you mind like coming and setting up for this party? This is all happening. All of these things are happening to me in like a 7-day period. And all of them are glorious and wonderful.
It's just a lot.
As I was, we podcast in this, like, I don't know, it's like the attic of the station. I have no idea what's happening up here. But it's a lot of steps. And Karen got up here before I did. And she's like, oh, you were like so kind of like quietly plotting. I was like, because in my head, I was like saying to myself, the mantra was like, one step at a time, one foot in front of the other, Katie, one foot in front of the other. Like, don't think too much. Think about the fact that right now you're going to podcast, and then you will
and
anchor
then
you
the
noon,
yeah.
and then you will do this, and then you will cook dinner, and then you will wake up, and you will work, and you will do meet the teacher, and then new parent orientation at the school, and the uniform sale, and I was, you know, and I know I'm not alone, and again, all of this stuff is for sure, like, first world problems, right? But it's just, like...
It's a lot.
It's just a lot. It's just a lot. So, I don't know,
if it makes
friends.
You feel better, yeah. I just texted Gregory, I am so emotionally drained.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the hardest part of all this, is that there's just so much.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it before we hit record, like trying to compartmentalize.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many days where I'm like, I can't even think about 2 days from now.
Right. Well,
like,
that's where
I just have to get through today. But then it's not even getting through today. It's getting through today and what needs to be done for work, what needs to be done for the house, what needs to be done for the kids. You know, it's just, it's so many different things that you have to be in charge of and be thinking about and worrying about.
Yeah. Again, all of it is it's all,
and all of it
good,
is things that all moms deal with.
Super exciting things. Yeah. It's just,
We hear you. If you're struggling out there, we are too.
It's just a lot. And this is life, right? Like, this is what it is to work full time and have a kid and a family and obligations and all of that. So
we're grateful for it, but there is times where you just feel so overwhelmed.
Both things can be true at the same time. You can be grateful, but also just overwhelmed. So that's where I am today. Yeah.
I hear ya.
Want to get to this first article?
Yeah, I guess we should. I feel like I could talk more about my...
Say this, more.
No,
more.
No.
Say
I just...
More.
It's such like a... I want to know how River's doing was really what I was going to ask. Like, is she aware that she's about to start kindergarten?
She is. And we've had a couple of conversations about it. She is a kid who... It's funny. She's kind of type A, like myself. And she's a planner, like myself. So you can't rev her up too much, because otherwise then you create something in her brain that is overwhelming. So... I saw Dr. Becky's Instagram talking about, if you have a kindergartner, some tips about, you know, River has already said, like, I said, you know, kindergarten starts this week, and she goes, and I was like, what's going on? She goes, I'm nervous. And I was like, okay, good. I'm glad we're
Thank you for telling me your emotion.
Yeah, I'm glad we're naming this emotion. I said to Brian today, like, we need to be prepared. Because I think she's going to cry. I think it's going to be hard. And then I'm going to cry. And then my mascara is going to be like sliding down my face in front of all these other parents. And it's going to be embarrassing. But
Just don't wear the orange dress that day. Wear something a little bit more seasonally appropriate.
So angry about this dress today. I'm so angry about it. The Super Bowl of morning TV. And I'm wearing a fall long sleeve dress.
If it makes you feel better, I thought it looked lovely and didn't even think about the fact that it was long sleeves.
Well, of course you did. Of course you did.
No, it looks fine. I was actually thinking, wow, I'm so impressed that you had a dress in the, like, random, you know, makeup room closet that fit from last year. Because yeah. I would have to be like, wait, does that still fit? Like, when was the last time I wore that?
Trust me, I was in a full-blown panic because there was just no way. It was a panic moment.
There's some, like, random things in that closet. Yeah. But
they're, like, covered in dust. These are things that have been sitting there. Yes. It's, like, six reporters ago who left, like, 7 years ago.
There's probably something of my... I probably have, like, a maternity dress hanging in there or something.
Well, that might... You know. I mean, that was my second choice. That was my second choice today.
Okay, well... Let's now officially move on.
Okay.
To an appropriate first article. Why I'm so glad my kids had a lazy, camp-free summer. This is from Scary Mommy. She talks about how, as we just mentioned, you know, the camp drama. It says, it's funny, in this article it says it begins in March. Try January.
Same.
Here.
I wrote that down. January. Same. Same.
You have to be on the camp
train.
In January. I'm like, not even kidding.
Locking on. When do the dates open? How much is it?
What camps? What ages? When do you want to do these? And literally one of them that I tried to get in was January 13th. Like, I have it seared in my brain because that's when it was. So it starts early. The prep for summer. You know, you've got childcare. You do the camps for all different reasons. Some people just need...
childcare.
Yes. Some people want their kids, which this was funny to me because I didn't even think about this, to get better at sports in the summer. Like, don't fall behind on your soccer skills. Mm-hmm. You know, some of them want to keep the structure during the summertime. Anyway, this mom says, you know what? She just didn't do it. She's like, I'm not doing it. I'm just not doing it. Now, I'm trying to remember if she just could work from home, I feel like, or maybe her kids were a little bit older.
I'm going to say that she was stays home. At home, right?
Yeah.
Because she talks about with her youngest kids, like, they played in the pool, and played with Play-Doh, and, you know, all that stuff.
And it was funny to me because she said, we're going to kick it old school, which, as Katie and I just mentioned, you know, was how we did it, watching Days of Our Lives. I was not watching Days of Our Lives, but I wasn't going to summer camp.
Well, you obviously...
I think I was just at the pool every day.
You were missing out on the Marlena possessed storyline, and that is very unfortunate. If you watch Days of Our Lives, you know what I'm talking about. That was a huge time.
Was your sister as into it as you were?
Absolutely.
You guys were all
about it. If she's listening to this right now, she knows exactly what I'm talking about. It was like a very formative summer in our youth.
I love it. So she says, you know, she did it. She flipped the switch, didn't do any camps. I think she has four kids, I think. Like two older, two younger. And she said there were some moments of frustration, but ultimately it was good. They played games. They watched some TV. They went to the pool a lot. They had some play dates. I love it. I think that... also, just real quick, the caveat here, too, of the financial burden of these camps. Like, I'm sure this mom saved a ton of money because she didn't send four kids to camp every week. So I think that – and the other point she makes is that, you know, maybe they'll return to the school year well-rested.
Refreshed. And ready to hit the ground running.
You know, they didn't have a rigorous schedule all summer, which is a hard one as a mom. I think I can argue both ways. I can argue that – it's nice to have a structure and a schedule because then you don't have to do that, like, back-to-school routine of getting everybody back onto the schedule. But at the same time, it is nice. You know, we, during the school year, when the bus comes, we have to get everybody up at 6:15. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you know, it is nice during the summer to not have that, like, super early alarm clock. We can, you know, I mean, let's be real. Usually we're up at 6:30 anyway. But, you know, there's just a different laziness, there's a different vibe when it's summertime and you're not necessarily, and it's funny, the weeks, we only did camps a couple of weeks, really for childcare purposes, but, and one of them, the drop-off was between 8:30 and 9:30, and there was days, Katie, that, like, I was struggling to get them there at 9:30 because those big kids, you know, would sleep in till 9:15. I'm like, you guys, we gotta, like, get to a camp at 9:30.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna try to do, I feel like River was maybe a little overscheduled this summer. In fact, I canceled some of the camps. We were gone a lot. We were on vacation a lot. We had people in town a lot. And then I felt like we would get back from vacation and River would be like, we'd get back late at night and River would be like rolling to camp the next day. And I was,
Yeah.
But you know, I'm going to argue that part of the problem is you set these up in January.
Exactly.
And you have no idea in July how you're going to be feeling, what your plans are going to be, all of that. So I'm going to try to do this. I think when she talks about hustle culture is rampant and FOMO can be guilt-ridden, limiting your kids' schedule can feel extremely hard. I'm like with that. I'm with that. And my kid's only five.
Mom's
the word.
So I have a mom's that's going to take you back to baby days, but I'd forgotten about this, and then I used it on CM yesterday, and I may have talked about this on here before, but the best diaper cream in the world is called Triple Paste.
I think you've said this. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, it's so good, and it reminded me because, you know, we've been in the pool a lot this summer, like, you know, just kind of crazy. And so Sam's gotten a lot of diaper rashes, and every time he gets one, and they're really bad, really angry, you put that stuff on, and I'm not even kidding you, less than 24 hours, it's gone.
It's better. Okay. Triple Paste.
So if you have a new baby or a baby in the house and aren't sure, you know, we used to use that, like, Boudreaux's or whatever.
That's what we used, yeah.
Anyway, Triple Paste. We're about out. And so I just bought some more. It is a little bit pricier. You can get like a tub of it for $30, but I just got like the smaller tube. Cause I don't know, maybe he's going to potty train soon. I don't know. That seems crazy, but
what?
I don't know.
When did we potty train? When did I potty train River? Is that like a thing?
I think it's like two, right? And he's going to be two in a couple months. Anyway,
I gotta think about that.
Optimistically got the smaller tube.
Yeah.
That was only $12, but you can get it on Amazon. Triple Paste if you need a diaper cream.
Okay, all right.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This next story comes from, where does it come from? WRAL. This was I did this for me. Not for any of you at home.
No, but I appreciated it.
Ask an expert tips for kindergarten and advice for nervous parents. I thought this article was good because it has concrete things to do, and it gives them like some tips. So one of the first ones is explore the new school before your first day. Like a lot of people will do that, like River has meet the teacher tomorrow.
Right.
But explore the new school before the first day. This writer recommends maybe even visiting the playground a couple of times if you're able to, because you know the more time your kid obviously spends there prior to school, the more familiar it will sound. Identify a safe person at school. So, you know, if your kid has gone to preschool, which River has, I think they, you know, she knows that teachers are safe.
Just
sort of reiterate that hey, you have like a person. There are people here who want the best for you. Prioritize your child's health and happiness. Worry less about your kid's academic achievements right now and just, are they happy? Are they feeling comfortable at school? Are they
socially okay?
Are they socially okay? Which I thought makes a lot of sense. And then I had some advice for parents calming their nerves. And it was basically getting involved at school, volunteering. And then I liked one of the tips. Don't be afraid to ask the teacher questions. I think a lot of people, myself included, as I'm gearing up to do all this teacher stuff, like, I don't want to be that annoying parent who asks a million questions. But basically, this says, like, hey, like, go ahead and, like, ask the questions, right?
Yeah, totally. And I think that in my experience, you know, it's funny talking about this. You know, our oldest started kindergarten during COVID from home. So, like, I feel like we didn't really have this, you know, and even when Henry started, it was masked. It was still masks, so we didn't go in the build. You know, it was just I feel like we had like kind of a weird. And so, you know, Bennett switching to the Big Kids Elementary School, which has a pre-K class. So it's funny because I'm honestly like, it's basically like Bennett's going to kindergarten, right? Because she's going to the same elementary school that she'll be going for kindergarten. Right. She's just in a pre-K class.
Right.
So I'm feeling a lot of these same things. And I remember we did when they finally went back in person, we put them on a bus. And I do remember feeling like that with the safe person, when they're kindergartners and they're so tiny, you're like, wait, so is someone going to like get them right. off the bus and like walk? Like, because you just have this view in your head of just this like tiny little 5-year old like yeah. getting to this building being like, I'm yeah. lost. I don't know what to do. Yeah. And yeah. like, you're like, is somebody looking out for them?
Yeah.
But I will assure you that, you know, for our school and I'm sure for most schools, like they have that down. They know.
Right.
They have their, you know.
Right.
They're ready to look out for the little tiny ones who right. are just starting. But I do think, and I think that to your point about, like, annoying the teachers, you know, I try not to bug them too much, but I do think that they want involved parents. They want parents who are invested in their children, yeah. and they get it. You know, I think that most teachers, you know, you're not going to ask something that's never been asked right. before, or you're not going to demand some crazy, like, you need to call me every hour, you know, whatever.
Well,
you're going to do
not
something
really
reasonable.
I'm a joiner by nature. I think you are a joiner and a social person. I am a little bit more of a...
introvert?
Kind of an introvert, a little bit of, like, more of a... like, I, you know, I like to social interact, but, like, if I had to choose, I would always stay in.
Like, in your
go
jammies.
In, day out. Yeah, like, stay...
in your software.
Yeah, like, I just... yeah, like, yeah. I would rather just stay mm-hmm. in. I'm not... I really would rather
I
not.
Think that's partially due to your schedule, though, as well, because I do think you're a social person, but...
I don't know. I think I might just be that
you blame
I,
the schedule.
I mean, no, I mean, right. Even, like, my... even Brian is, like, he's, like, definitely more of the outgoing person. So, anyway, this is going to be, like, an effort. Like, I made a commitment to myself. Like, I'm going to be, like... out there and talking to Rivers teachers and volunteering and trying to get involved, which is totally goes against, I mean, just goes against my nature. So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
Check in with me in a couple of months and see if that, how that worked out.
Good tips though, if you're going
yeah.
through some of that.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next article is from The Guardian. Kids versus dogs is a hot topic when you're eating out. I thought this was good. So this article is about this author critiqued a restaurant and criticized the fact that dogs were allowed in. And he kind of like made a point about there was this dog yeah. there and it kind of ruined my meal, da, da, da. And then it's funny how these things happen, especially on the internet. You know, a critique over one thing quickly led to a huge discussion about something completely
right.
different,
mm-hmm.
right? So the readers were saying, well, you know, stop criticizing the dog being at the restaurant. What about when kids are at
right.
restaurants and unruly children? And so then it turned into this whole child havers versus child free, this bigger issue about, you know, kids and if you should bring them out in public
right.
and why are we hiding them from the public? What's the point of, you know, this
yeah.
whole bigger discussion, which was interesting. I feel like, and, you know, look, I've been embarrassed many times at mm-hmm. restaurants when we mm-hmm. try to take the kids out. It's usually not that fun. You think it's a good idea, and then you get there, and it's
yeah.
not. And
mm-hmm.
you spend a lot of money. The kids don't eat anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Advocating for my reason for staying in at all times.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I do think that I think that there is, and I don't know if it's post-COVID or what, I do feel like there is this kind of thought process of like, you shouldn't bring your kids out and like disrupt my meal, and kind of the same way that this person was talking about the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that. I do feel like sometimes it's kind of a judgy thing, and I'm like, look, you probably ate out when you were little.
True.
And whether you've chosen to have kids or not, you know, I don't think I'm sinning or doing anything illegal by bringing my children to a restaurant
well,
to eat a meal.
Well, you're definitely not doing anything
you
illegal.
You know?
You know, it's funny to me. Rarely, I can't even think of an instance in where I've been annoyed at other people's kids at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Even on an airplane. Mostly because I feel like if you're already a parent, you're like, well, thank goodness it's not my kid.
Yeah.
Cry away. Crank away, kids. Because you're like, this is like the
yeah.
one time where you don't have to feel embarrassed. But even before I had River, I don't remember feeling annoyed about that. This is what I will say about dogs.
Okay.
This is my, like, opinion about dogs. They don't bother me. Not at a restaurant. Same thing. I can't think of a circumstance in which I felt annoyed by people's dogs. But I do live by the mantra that nobody loves your dog as much as you love
True.
Your dog.
True.
Keep that in mind. My mm-hmm. friends.
And probably true with your kids as well.
Probably. But, you know, kids are humans.
Right. Sure.
Sorry. Dogs aren't.
Yes.
And
yes.
I loved, I mean, listen, this
your
is somebody
dog
who
lover.
Has,
yes.
like, we have, like, pets. We've always had pets. But I do think that is a mantra, you know, that is wise to consider. Some people are allergic to pets. some people have had bad experiences. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Yes.
Like, so
you never know when somebody has been yeah. bit by a dog.
So
or,
that yeah. is all I will say about pets, is that keep that in mind when you go places. I like this writer because she says, it's the same thing I just said a couple of minutes ago. Two things can be true here. Both things can be true. It can be annoying being seated next to a kid in a restaurant. It can also be annoying being seated next to a dog. And that's because it can be annoying being here in the world alongside humans and animals who are not us, who do not engage precisely in the ways we prefer, who talk loudly about their rash or, you know, whatever, complain, throw food. It is not always a problem with them. It is often a problem with us. It's hard to go to restaurants mm-hmm, and be confronted mm-hmm. by other people's, like, manners mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and the things that they prefer. Mm-hmm. And it's basically, like, this is just what it is to be a human in the world. So,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
really get over it.
Yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right.
I think, like, if this is, like...
I think those people who complain about whether it's dogs or kids, like, they're going to complain about something.
Right.
It's not like our particular right. children or dog are the problem. Right. They're just complaining.
Right.
So, let them complain. Let us live our life.
Let
if we
complain.
Need to take the kids out to a meal, it's okay.
Right.
Win of the week.
Do you have a win? Dig deep in the trenches here, Katie.
Okay,
dig
so my
deep.
Win.
You can do it. You can do it.
Okay, so I'm going to say my new win, or my win, is this my newest win of the week, because there's so many of them. The
You're
newest
just winning
one,
all over.
Yeah. Is this new co-anchor. He is, if you watch here in Western North Carolina, he's great. If you don't, you don't know who I'm talking about. His name is Charles, and he is a seasoned veteran. He has lots of interesting stories. He has lots of a high energy. I've been soloing now for close to 3 months, and it's funny. I said this morning, this is the second day on the job, in a commercial break, I was like, I didn't realize how hard it was to... Like, how hard it was to solo for 2.5 hours, but now that he is here...
Yeah, it's, like, easy peasy.
Oh, my gosh. It's, like, a yeah. weight has been lifted off of my shoulders. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, part of that is just because, like, finally I have somebody else to, like, read...
Talk to.
...read the other stories, but also just because he's high energy and he comes with, like, a bunch
he's
of positivity.
He's very nice. He's just a
wonderful.
Nice guy. Yeah.
He has a daughter, so he's a dad, so we can talk about that. I just am really enjoying it. I'm feeling very positive about just, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. He's great.
Moving forward.
And I
he
think
is
you guys
great.
Are a really good team.
Yeah, and yeah. I think the people in the newsroom really like him, and I think viewers are really going to like him. And it's just, like, you know, it's just so nice to have. So, I mean, this is, like, I arguably will spend more time with him than I will Brian, my husband.
Right,
so
right,
it's
right,
very
yeah.
lovely to have somebody who you can be excited about to sit next mm-hmm. to for
yeah.
hours every morning, Monday through Friday. Yeah. So that's my win. I want to have him on the show. That's one of my things. We should have him
we
on
should.
A guest. He could be an
yes.
anchor dad.
Yes.
So that's coming up.
It's been maybe. A minute since we've had an anchor dad on.
I know. Let's
bring
get
him back.
Let's get that started.
All right. Well, hope you guys have some wins in your week and hope you are surviving the back to
you
school.
You can do it, Mom.
Crunch.
You can do it.
Have a good one.
Thanks for listening.